And Dave, we're going to have a little live music. That's going to be fun to have folks back in the studio. We got a great group.
Yes, we do. This evening we have Saint Anyway, who will be playing tonight and tomorrow night, I believe, at the Gunflint Tavern.
Just tonight.
It's Tony Peterson, Dane Levinsky, and Jamie Collisted. And they play an eclectic mix of tunes from all over the map. And we heard them warming up just a minute ago, and they have some really, really nice harmonies. You guys are from the Carlton Cloquet area originally?
Yeah, that's right.
You've been traveling all over Minnesota lately and heading out around the world. So you are doing this for a living. You are living the dream, young man.
And right, <yeah. laughs>
traveling around in a van.
We sleep in our van and we eat Pop-Tarts.
So that's the dream.
Pop-Tarts is actually considered a food group in the Boundary Waters.
So there you go.
Well, it is if you're in a band as well.
Yeah. Yes. So why don't we... Well, let's just talk for a minute and make sure that we got some sound going here before we have you play. So you've been touring since 2007, the two of you.
Yes.
And then you joined?
Yes, I joined 2009 as a permanent member of the band. So.
Permanent member? Was that an official ceremony? Did they make
they
you
did,
a permanent member?
We can't really discuss it.
Yeah. Secret society.
At least not on live
stuff,
radio.
Once he got the beard, we decided to make him a permanent member make us look a lot older and a lot stronger.
So yeah. We first made his beard a permanent member, and then we decided to take the guy, too.
It's always good. Well, why don't we see if we can get some sound here and let you guys play, and then we'll talk some more a little bit later. What are you going to play for us?
It's a brand new song called Antietam.
We can try it quick and see if we've got sound.
Okay. Deal.
Yes, you could sing into those.
Which is what we always used to do, and it worked just fine.
Well,
yeah. In fact, we used to mic the guitars with these, too.
Okay.
But tell me about Altgrass.
Okay. Well, what we play, we call Stompgrass, and we kind of came up with that term a little while ago. It's because it's noisy, and Tony plays a kick drum, which he has over there underneath the desk. And it usually makes people move, but it's got a sort of thumping noise that goes along with the bluegrass style instrumentation.
A little more danceable.
Mm-hmm. I hope so. Right,
yeah. Or at least danceable in a more modern fashion rather than jigs and reels and shashes.
Straight four on the floor.
Try to get across to the audience as best as we can and just hand feed them and give them a stomp. It seems to work.
So you guys write a lot of your own material, but you do some cover stuff too.
We scatter in some tasteful covers that we find fun and appropriate for depending on the venue and who's listening.
Right.
A couple tasteless covers as well.
A couple of them are just for the joy of it.
Tasteless covers are always a good thing. Usually it'll get the bills paid quite well too. So
that's also true.
Yeah. but the royalties on your own music are much better.
Yeah.
When you have a CD. You guys have a couple of discs out?
We do. We have two full-length CDs and one EP.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I noticed on your website, I've never seen this before, you're actually going to come out with a scratch and sniff edition?
That's the idea.
Really?
Now, aren't you supposed to not scratch CDs?
Well, the cover, the outside. Yeah, just because, you know, you got to find something new to get across to the audiences these days. You got to be fresh. You got to do something exciting. We haven't come up with the scent yet.
I have to say that you guys are really, really impressive with your interest in making it work and interest in making it all happen. Are we there?
You know, I think we're there, and we might be back and try those other mics out briefly and
check
see
one,
if we
two.
Hey, yeah, we got action.
You got it.
Thank
all
you,
right.
Jeff. Jeff, Jeff and Patrick are our sound guys for setting all this up, and now we hit the right magic button and we're ready to go.
Right. For your listening pleasure, they've done a better job.
Mm-hmm. Again, this song is called Antietam. It's a brand new song. It'll be on our next album.
Fidgety bones make me
budget getting leaner, but I can't relax. Well, I keep finding my shoes outside your door. I never met no woman like you before. There's a pinprick below your right shoulder, babe. I saw so much blood, I thought I'd drown the whole town. And I really let you down. But I never wish for something I'm not. Ashes to dust till my heartbeat, it stops. And I wanna make a sound. Just wrap my love in cellophane, hope it makes a fight. Nowhere near me in Antietam tonight. Oh, 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 all the flowers again. I got nothing to look forward to, my friend, as history shows my words, they just ain't enough. So I look up to the sky, I find silence above. I think about the men, the women they love, and I close my eyes and I see hundreds fold. It's washing out the scene like a smoothbore cannonball. Open them again, honey, I'm nowhere at all.
Nice.
That was fun. You guys really blend well together, those voices. And
thank you.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well practiced and given gifts too. Although I did notice you played a chord besides a C, D, and a G, so you can't call it bluegrass.
It's very true. We have one song on all of our albums, both of our albums, that features a C sharp diminished.
All right.
So we have delved pretty far away.
Well, you know, sometimes that's what it takes. Good music moves people like religion. That's a great quote. That was in your website. And I, you know, good music does move people. It makes them want to dance. And I think you're going to have some people who want to be moving around at the Gunflint Tavern tonight. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, obviously music is important to you guys. Obviously it's near and dear to your hearts. Is there a connection with the religion?
Yeah, it depends. And who,
it's a spiritual thing. It's a very spiritual thing, at least for me. But we've all talked about it a lot. More in terms of music sort of taking place of a traditional religion, I think.
Sure, yeah, but, I understand.
Yeah, it moves us.
And it will move other people too. It's infectious. And if you have the motion going, it'll get things going.
Certainly.
Humor is obviously important to you guys too. Three guys living in a van, driving around the country.
Yeah, we have to be as funny as we possibly can be to keep our sanity and not keep ourselves from drawing chalk down the middle of the van and keeping ourselves sane.
Well, if you'd listened to the interview earlier, chocolate is always a good way to go.
Chocolate.
You know, just
I'm gonna load up on chocolate.
Dark chocolate.
Oh, yeah, especially.
Right. Good to know. We can keep Dane happy. It's either gonna be we know we need to get him a beer or a coffee. When he starts getting a little cranky.
That's when you know.
Any good April Fool's jokes in the van while you were driving around?
We actually did not. That was one of the rare times we weren't together on a day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. First off, I believe, at least from...
I actually called Tony and said, you won't believe it, we just got a gig opening for Justin Townes Earle in New York City. And he didn't believe me for a second,
actually. No, he didn't go for that one, did he?
Enough sad things happen. We didn't need to fool each other. Something always goes wrong in the van. So we think that, you know, we've had enough of that.
You mean mechanically?
Mechanically. Oh, yeah. Something always blows or goes wrong, and we'll be driving somewhere, and a tire will definitely always pop on any tour. Something goes wrong. We just lost the fuel pump. Yes. $650 on day two of a tour.
And your van has a name.
Emmy Lou. Dear Emmy Lou.
Does she have gray hair?
She's got a gray streak. Yeah, just like Emmy. Down the side.
Sounds like it's giving you a gray streak.
It is.
Keeps breaking down.
Yeah.
All right.
Where did the, Tony, where did the electric banjo come into your life?
Well, I put a pickup on it because I found that that you can do that. Charlie Parr used one that you use on bongos and on trumpets and such, and you just plug it right into the back. And he told me about that. Awfully cheap. It was like $70. And then I just kept moving up the line, getting ones that were closer to the sound that I wanted. So ever since I found out that you could put a pickup in the banjo, I just jumped for it. But I got the banjo because my grandfather played banjo, and I started on guitar, which is why I play with the flat pick. And then I moved over to playing banjo.
So you don't do the traditional banjo three-pronged effect?
Nope. And I still play guitar a lot on the side, and so I didn't want to pick up finger picks because I'd lose some of my guitar technique. So instead, I've just kind of got this weird blend.
Well, the other odd instrumental thing that we've got going here, and people on the radio can't see it, but our bass player is playing an acoustic bass guitar as opposed to an upright an electric bass. And that's kind of an odd duck in the world these days. I mean, they're out there, but you don't really see that many people playing them.
Yes, and just one of those other reasons we can't really call it bluegrass, because it's not a stand-up bass. I feel like that's one of those components. I picked it up, actually, this particular one, just to play with these guys. Before I joined the band, I kept the price tag on it and the receipt just in case they didn't let me in the band. But
past the audition.
Right, yeah. I just can't. I mean, I could... For now, a stand-up bass doesn't fit in Emmy Lou, so this is a very nice, I love the sound of it.
You don't really want to go there if you can avoid it.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. This
my son plays upright, and it's very just not pretty.
Right, I watch people lugging them into the bar in the venue, and that's not really for me.
Yeah, we just had Clearwater Hot Club here a couple weeks ago, I guess, and they have a big upright bass. And it's big.
Yes.
It's.
Yes. We'd have to get a separate trailer for Emmy just to carry it along. So.
Together, two members of the band.
Yeah. This one does a nice job, and it sounds good. So, speaking of sounding good, you guys want to play another tune for us?
Sure. How much time do we have? Do we have time for three or for two?
We probably get three in, but
great.
Let's go with number two. Maybe you can introduce it in.
All right. This is a tune I'm going to sing. You hear me all right on that?
Yeah.
All right. Great. This is a song by John Prine. Originally, I actually discovered it through Johnny Cash, as happens. It's called Paradise, I fell in love with it. I'm gonna sing it for you now.
Play a G really quick.
Child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky, where my parents were born, to a backward old town that I often remember. Too many times now my memories are worn. And sometimes we'd travel on down the Green River to the abandoned old prison by Adrian's Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols, but empty pop bottles is all we would kill. So Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late and ask. Mr. Peabody's Coltrane done hauled it away. Well,
Well, the coal company came with the world's largest shovel. They stripped all the timber and tortured the land. They dug for their coal till the land was forsaken. They wrote it all off to the progress of man. So daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay. I'm sorry my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train done haunted away. When I die, let my ashes float down the Green River. Let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting, 5 miles away from wherever I am. So daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay. Sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train done hauled it away. I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train done hauled it away.
Very nice. Yeah, thank you very much.
John Prine, one of our favorites here at the Roadhouse.
And Johnny Cash, too.
And Johnny Cash, yeah.
Do you have another song you want to jump into?
Sure, yeah.
All right.
Oh, hey. I realized now that my voice was on the right the whole time, so now I can hear it. actually, I'll do this. There we go. Actually, the next song we're going to do, I'm sorry about that, is called Indigo City Blues. It's one that I wrote, and it's about Minneapolis. Which is our new home. I don't know if we explained that. But we grew up in Cloquet, Minnesota, just outside Duluth. And we all went away to college, and now we've resettled and made Minneapolis our home base for this year of touring.
City, why do you get me down? Indigo City, kicking me to the ground.
Saying anyway, guys sounded great there. Boy, you guys have fun when you're playing.
Yeah, we certainly actually.
No question about that.
People say that. It's a nice thing to hear. We never really, you know, we don't feel like we're out there laughing and goofing around and jumping, but people always say, man, it looks like you're having fun. So
no, but you see the interaction between you guys and you got it together.
That's the whole music as religion for me. It just can't really help it when we start playing.
Well, that's why they call it playing music.
I guess so.
Playing. If you're not playing, then you're not really doing it.
You're not really doing it.
Forcing music.
Did you guys go to high school together? Is that what I'm catching?
We did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's different one of the reasons years. That Dane had a really strenuous audition is because he beat us in high school, so we had something above his head at one point in our lives where we could actually judge him in some way because he beat us in high school. He's the only one that got to homecoming court.
Well, really? Yeah. Okay, so you've always had that little grudge.
I was always afraid of him. He was like 3 years older than me, and he played guitar way better than I did.
Well, and then there's this punk kid coming up. Everyone said he was going to be better than me, which was Tony, so I didn't like him much either back in the day.
Well, it looks like it went away.
Yes, it did, very much so.
You all grow out of those things.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I was going to mention that last song. You captured an experience that an awful lot of people that have come from rural Minnesota and moved to the big city and sometimes feel like a little bit of the whole city's coming down on top of them and the freeway noise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I grew up in the city and then moved here.
Then you notice.
And I didn't notice it before.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
But now when I go back, it's kind of hard to sleep sometimes, at least for that first day or two.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an interesting eye-opener when you realize that there's an awful lot of people out there doing things at all hours of the night. Where are all those people driving?
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
And you guys are playing tonight at the tavern.
Mm-hmm.
What time do you start?
What time do we start?
8, I believe.
Okay.
8 o'clock, and so 8 till kind of whenever.
I think so.
Right. Yes.
And then where do you head?
They cut us off from the bar.
You guys do a lot of traveling, I saw on the website, so you're busy.
Mm-hmm.
Where to after that?
Carlton.
Okay.
So we go back kind of to our home our home base, and then
show.
And then we're doing 3 days in the Twin Cities, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then we're doing St. Joseph, which is right by St. Cloud, next week, and then Bemidji and Brainerd.
So yeah.
It's very local next
week.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Which we enjoy. We travel these places, Brainerd, Bemidji, hopefully Grand Marais, just where we keep meeting the same people and they come back, and that's what that's great. That's a fantastic part about traveling, seeing the same people.
Well, you'll have to be sure to let us know when you're coming back here.
Absolutely.
We sure appreciate it. So tonight at 8 o'clock at the Gunflint Tavern, and you're going to have some CDs with you for folks that are interested?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great. Well, we want to thank you so much for joining us here tonight. Giving us your time and good luck tonight and in the future endeavors.
Thank you very much.
That was Saint Anyway.